Well, I have witnessed a lot of division over something that I realize is a paradox, but nonetheless, I think it should move us to worship and awe, not to division. And that's the reality of God's sovereignty and also our meaningful choice. Now, I think Scripture is so emphatic on both of these that in some ways it's puzzling why it has caused such great division. Well, the answer to that, though, I suppose, is obvious, and that is the attempts in our minds to reconcile these two things that we tend to think of as irreconcilable.
Yeah.
And what we mean by that, I think, is that we can't reconcile them in our puny brain. But God is the one who is sovereign, who has given us a gift of meaningful human choice, sometimes called free will. And we should rejoice in that. We should recognize that there are passages in Scripture that talk about how we are co-laborers with Christ. Now, how does that work? We're co-heirs with Christ. And that just kind of blows our mind. But the point is that we do have our role. We are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Never work for our salvation. That's all taken care of in Christ. It's his work on the cross, not any works which we do, that establish our relationship before God. But nonetheless, we're told, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's in Philippians 2. And in Colossians 1, we're told that we are to strive to work hard, to expend effort, drawing upon the power of Christ, which so powerfully works in us, Paul says in Colossians 1:29. Well, how does that all fit together? Well, we don't really understand it, but it's a marvelous thing, a beautiful thing that I think we should give real attention to.